ABC Radio Darwin.
I left Port Augusta in April after sort of getting settled in and bussed from Adelaide to Port Augusta and got my stuff together and started walking up the road.
So what did you bring on your back? What did you have?
I've got a little push cart I sort of built for the job, and it carries everything from tents to food to water and all the tidbits you need to be able to support yourself on the road.
Mm. And you had lots of water in there, clearly. How much did you take?
Absolutely. About 35 litres most of the time.
Okay.
Because, you know, as you get closer to the middle, there's no sweet water around.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you've got to be careful there.
Yeah. And food, what did you pack in the cart for food?
Food is very difficult because, like, when I started, it was reasonably cold, so I couldn't eat enough. I simply can't get protein enough.
Mm.
So selecting food that would do, I could eat with a minimum of cooking and preparation as well, very difficult.
Mm.
So dried beef, lots of beans, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And milk powders.
Okay. So you left Port Augusta in March, and you would have seen such a remarkable change in the landscape and the environment. And you would have, because if those of us who drive it, you sit in the air-conditioned car and sort of all of a sudden you pop out at your destination, but you would have really felt every step of the way coming all the way to Darwin.
Yeah, that's one big thing. You live by the weather.
Mm.
And unfortunately, I started in the cold rain in Port Augusta at that time. And I walked in it for days, really, until almost Cooper Pedy.
Really?
And I had bought some of the most fancy rain gear you can get on the planet, and I was soaking wet within 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yes. So, so much for that.
Yeah. And you stayed wet probably for a few days.
Oh, I was wet all the way up. I had to walk like 10, 12 hours to keep warm. And it was really, really tough at that time.
Mm.
And so my food supply dwindled very fast.
I bet it did.
Yes. So after that, you know, it only was cold, really. Mm. And so things got a lot easier.
Mm.
But still, I had to handle a lot of extra gear because of the cold.
Yeah, absolutely. What happens to you? We'll talk about the physical in a moment, but mentally, what happens to you mentally? You got a lot of time with your own, thoughts. Is that a good thing? What did you go through?
Yes, absolutely. It's a really an endurance for both your mind and body. No question about that. And if your brain run away with you, you've lost it.
Yeah.
So if the brain is there, the body will follow usually. So you really have to stay focused on what you're doing.
Mm.
Don't let your mind stray. So the day becomes what you focus on.
Yeah.
And you have to keep it like that, and you have to be very disciplined in the way of doing things.
Mm.
Otherwise, you get out of the routine and you can't manage.
Mm.
You fail and you make mistakes. If you start making mistakes, you're in trouble.
And physically, it must have been tough on your legs, tough on everything.
Oh, physically. You know, it's like I'm running a marathon every day. And so I had huge problems from Marla, really, because an old injury started flaring up in my left leg.
Mm.
And suddenly I couldn't walk. I couldn't weight bear. And I got myself into a gully where I camped, and I couldn't get out of the place. So I carved myself a walking stick and crawled around to put up my camp and take it down.
Wow.
And when I was behind my buggy, it was all right because I could lean on that a little bit.
Yes.
And it took me about 800 to 1,000 kilometers to get over it until I got to Alice Springs, more or less, where I had the assistance of a physio who put me right in a certain way.
Mm.
And he taught me exercises I could do and so on. So I've been maintaining that injury ever since.
Yeah.
So that is now that I have a leg. One leg that will do 30 Ks and another that will do 40 and a brain that want to do 50.
Well, because how many Ks a day were you doing?
About 40.
Yeah, right. Okay.
About 40.
A lot of people do things like this to raise money or to fundraise. you said before we came to air, you just wanted to do it for you. So what was the motivation?
The interest in long distance walking sort of developed a bit. And then I thought that was a good way of getting sort of to know myself maybe a little bit better as well. But definitely the challenge. And the challenge is huge. And then say people, but motivation, how can you be motivated all that time?
Mm.
And so for me, it is the same as a marathon runner. And we all prepare to win. And that is the motivation. And so the winning bit here for me was to be able to put my name on the list of people who actually had walked across Australia.
Okay.
And there's about 52.
Were you scared at all?
No, I can't say I was scared. I'm some pretty easygoing, but I get really fed up with flies.
Did you feel lonely?
No, never.
Did you have people stopping and talking to you?
Oh, plenty. I've had huge support from people on the road and everywhere I met all the way up. I have had a car full of kids coming on a very hot day, looking at me, and like they zoom off again, and then half an hour later, they are back with a bag of ice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's absolutely lovely.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And that is really how it's been all the way up. I've had a lady cooking me breakfast at 5:30 in the morning on a lay-by or what do you call them, rest areas.
Yeah.
And I've had people invite me in to stay with them and fed me like that, and taking care of me and stopped giving me fruit and water and what have you.
You've probably made lots of friends along the way as well, being a walk just by yourself.
And I've actually met two couples walking into Darwin.
How lovely.
Yes.
Well, we say again congratulations for such a remarkable effort. What's next for you? Going to walk back now?
No, I'm not going to walk back. I want to walk back to my hotel and pack my stuff and get ready to fly back.
Okay. And where's home? Where will you go?
New Zealand.
No, okay. You're back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Congratulations again.
Thank you
for telling us your story. A remarkable one. I'm sure it is one that you will remember forever. And I'm sure you've touched a lot of people along the way as well who will remember your adventure and what you've achieved. So thank you for telling us all about it.
Thank you very much.